Yesterday, Rufilwe spoke to Johan Kruger, who speaks for the South African Post Office, and discussed the 350 Rand Social Relief of Distress grant, which is no longer being paid out by post offices, from post offices. Here's a little bit of what Johan Kruger had to say.
What happened was we found that beneficiaries collect their money from the post office, and then they use it at a supermarket to buy essential goods. So what's happened now is the collection point has moved to supermarkets, which means we save you a trip and we save you queuing.
That was always the case. You could always get your grants from Checkers, shouldn't you?
Not the 350, though. You know, there were still lots of people who still came to post offices to collect it, and we've now stopped that. It's only at supermarkets.
Bridget Masango speaks on social development matters for the Democratic Alliance. She represents them as an MP in the National Assembly. Bridget, do you buy that that logic? Good morning to you. That, you know, it's actually in the interests of the recipients of these grants because it saves them a trip.
Yeah, no, I do not buy this logic. Good morning, John and the listeners. I do not buy it because the stopping completely of the post office from paying grants and redirecting them to retailers it comes at a time when retailers are far from especially the remote and rural areas, which then means that with no post offices paying them, they all have to now travel at bigger cost to further retailers so that they can get this money. So I do not buy that logic at all.
Is that the reality, that there is a greater distance? Look, I mean, we're talking about a large number of people and their circumstances are all going to be different. But in general, you would say people who receive the special relief grant, the 350 rand a month grant, are closer to a post office than they are to the kinds of supermarkets that pay out grants.
Yes, the people are closer to post offices. If one looked at what was done in 2017 in the fifth parliament, when I was also a member of parliament in this portfolio committee, the very reason that we agreed as a committee for the post office to pay the grants was because the footprint of the post office was in rural areas, and also the radius. We were even sold the radius of 5 kilometers to be the furthest that any grant beneficiary is to a post office at the time. And
Is that still the case, 2017? Because between 2017 and now, a lot of post offices have closed. So the footprint isn't as extensive as it was 5 years ago.
Most definitely. The post offices have closed and they are closing as we speak. And so for them, for the post office then to say, or SASSA to say, no post offices, no pay points, it's even a huge disadvantage to the beneficiaries, because the gap that was filled by the radiuses that were further than 5 kilometers were then plugged by the pay points, which have also now been discontinued, which is why we called for an urgent stay of discontinuation of these pay points until an alternative has been found that is going to fill that gap.
Sorry to rush you, but we do need to get to news. What would be your suggestion as to what a stopgap measure should be, or what a better solution would be to closing down the post office pay points?
We are saying give time 2 to 3 months while still keeping the pay points, and also have a good targeted communication to these grant beneficiaries, because some of them don't get to hear or listen to the mainstream media. And three, we are saying that have the post offices continue to pay the grant beneficiaries until you have come with a longer list of retailers other than the ones that they have been given at the moment, because many of them do not have easy access to these retailers.
Bridget Masango, thank you very, very much for your point of view, the Democratic Alliance MP and spokesperson on social development.